We receive revelation that is found in the written word. Our eye behold Jesus, even as he sees us in himself, he is glorified, and we are edified alongside the body of Christ. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. So we started off with teaching during prayer retreat, and we continued last week, and then we're taking it up again today. It's titled The Believing Believer. Hallelujah. The Believing Believer. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Matthew 28. So we'll get into some very vital details this morning. Matthew 28 from verse 18. And Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in the earth. Go therefore, teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the ends of the earth. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, first of all, before we get into that, I've told you that as a good Bible student, is a good what? Observer. We said that, right? And we're going to get to see some things about observation. Hallelujah. About observation. Now we said, as a good Bible student, the first important thing you should observe is observe how the Old Testament books are used. How are they treated? Now we said, the Old Testament books were not treated as things that were passed away, or things that are going to get passed away. Amen? Rather, the Old Testament books, Genesis down to Malachi, was referred to as scripture. Now I told you that there are many who tell you that Moses is gone. You don't need the Old Testament books, right? But I told you no. Hallelujah. No. The believer doesn't treat scripture that way. Hallelujah. Amen. And I gave myself as an example. Growing up, getting born again in the late 90s. That's 1998, so it's already now. In the late 90s, I got born again and I was told not to read the Old Testament books. I was told, don't read. It's not for you. Also that should read only the New Testament book. So I went ahead and I got a Gideon Bible. That was my first Bible. Gideon Bible is also free. It's like a Bible. It was given to us. It's cool. So for the Gideon Bible, Matthew down to Revelation, Proverbs and Psalms. At least the Psalms will help me find the ones. Amen. But I discovered along the line, I was now told what I was carrying was called a razor. The same people that said I shouldn't read the Old Testament books, now I'm called what I was carrying a razor. Now that was a dilemma for me. Why? Because you told me I don't need Genesis to Malachi. So I got the one I needed, and then you said it's called razor. That it's going to be sold if I carry everything, but I'm not going to read it. Amen. That's just a confusion. But rather, we said you should observe how Jesus and the epistles, writers of the epistles, the apostles, use the Old Testament books. Jesus will call Genesis to Malachi scripture, John 5, 39. Call it scripture. Jesus talks from Genesis down to Malachi, Luke 24, from verse 25, into 27. He said, oh, fools, long hard to believe in all the prophets and scriptures. He said, of not the Christ to suffer this thing and to enter into his glory. He said, beginning at Moses, Genesis, and all the prophets. Isn't that? He expanded unto them in all the scriptures. Now, scriptures was not Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John when Jesus was there. Because Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John was not written. Acts, Romans, Colossians, Philippians, Romans, they were not written by them. Amen. So, Jesus will call Genesis to Malachi scriptures. Hallelujah. So, that was what Jesus had as scriptures. Glory to God. In verse 44, he said, these are the ones that I spoke to you, Luke 24, 44. But I suggest to you that all things must be fulfilled written in the law of Moses, in the prophets, and in the Psalms concerning me. So Jesus spoke about his redemptive works from Genesis down to Malachi. So that means I said to us, Genesis down to Malachi is sufficient for salvation. Hallelujah. Who are following me? So look, I said a good Bible student is a good observer. Now look at what Jesus said to his disciples when he was leaving. Matthew 28. Now we're getting here right now. He said, go therefore and teach, make disciples. Now the word to make disciples is how you enroll a child into a system of learning. So how do you make disciples? He says, teaching them.
Oh, disciples.
Hallelujah.
So the question is, how do you make disciples?
It is teaching them, verse 20, to observe. Teaching them to observe. So, we have an instruction to make disciples. Hallelujah. So, make disciples. And I said, that is what the local church is for. Hallelujah. Make disciples. Make disciples. All nations. We say, teach them. Make disciples of every nation. That means, teaching them to observe. So that means, this is what should be done in discipleship. Teaching. And I said, the life of the believer is the life of discipleship. Is the life of discipleship. You don't, I know some people treat discipleship as a class in church where you graduate from. No, you don't graduate from a disciple. You remain a disciple forever. Hallelujah. Okay, you hearing me? Amen. You remain a disciple forever. You now wear graduation gown. Why are you graduating from? I'm now going into big church. I used to be a disciple. So you are now what? Apostle. Amen. So who are you now? I'm a disciple graduate. So what? What did you graduate from? From discipleship. To where? To where? From apostle, you now become saved. From saint Pope. Will not Christianize your name. Woo! You don't graduate from the disciple. The life of the believer is the life of the disciple. Hope you are with me. Hallelujah. So we are the disciples of the apostles. We are. Hallelujah. And we say discipleship is carried out via teaching. Now what should we teach? He said teaching them to observe. Now that word observe is the word that implies the way you keep your eyes on something. To observe. You put your eyes on it. Amen. Put your eyes on it. Hallelujah. That word observe implies you shouldn't lose sight of it. You don't lose sight of it. Amen. So that means the things that we observe are things we shouldn't lose sight of. When you use the word observe, it means that we might forget if we don't keep at it. Amen. You keep at it as a believer. You keep at it. It says, all what I have commanded you. Glory to God. All what I have commanded you, if you read Luke 24, or verse 44, he says, these are the words, Jesus appeared to them within the 40 days, and said, these are the words that I spoke to you while I was yet with you. So that means Jesus is teaching within the 40 days, and what he taught them, in his incarnation, we stand together. You see that? Amen. So when they all have commanded you, is it within the 40 days and what he taught them before the 40 days? Exactly yes, because we stand together. All have commanded you. So what did he teach them? Scriptures. Acts, John 5, 3, 5, 6, 6. Jesus taught from the scriptures. Amen. Amen. So that means our observation should be what? The word. Don't lose sight of it. Hallelujah. So the life of a disciple is a life of focus. You focus on the word. Okay, follow me. You focus on the word. You shouldn't lose sight of the word. Hallelujah. All have commanded you. So, the question is, what has he commanded them? Let's say a few things about what he did in the resurrection. John 3. We were here last week. John 3. Now the young guy, a man came to meet him, Nicodemus. He asked him. He came to meet Jesus. And Jesus said to him, verse 3, he said, very well I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Except a man be born again, he can't see the kingdom of God. Because they must answer like a normal intellectual words. I said, does it mean I'll be going to my mother's womb and be born the second time? And Jesus said, except a man, Jesus is explaining being born again. He said, except a man is born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. Now I told you, he didn't talk about water baptism yet. He's explaining the Spirit and he used the word water. As a Jewish person, once you hear the word water, your mind knows he's talking about a new beginning. So he's telling them there's a new beginning in the Spirit. Amen. So he explained the water as spirit. That is why afterwards he didn't make mention again of any other thing that has to do with water. He kept talking about the Spirit. Listen up. His emphasis was not on the Spirit. Except a man be born of water, that is the Spirit. Listen up. He cannot enter into the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. Look at verse 6. He says, that which is born of the flesh is that which is born of the Spirit is Spirit. So that means to be born again. Now remember, he has said, except a man be born again. Now he has not replaced it with what? Born of the Spirit. So to be born again is to be born of the Spirit. Hope you're following that. To be born again is to be born of the Spirit. Hallelujah. He cannot enter into the kingdom of God. My brothers, I say unto thee, you must be born again. Did you see that? You see how what is interchanging? Born again and born of the Spirit. Did you see that? It's interchanging. Born again, born of the Spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He must be born again. Verse 8, the wind bloweth where he said, and I hear the sound thereof, and can't tell where it's coming and where it's going. So is everyone that is born of the Spirit. Can you say born again? So the man that is born again is born of the Spirit. Okay, following that. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Look at John 14. Follow me now. John 14. Verses 1. He said, let not your heart be troubled. Now, Jesus is talking about being born again, to be born of the Spirit. Now, he goes ahead. Now, let's get to verse 16 first. What it calls to be born again? Let's get to verse 16. He said, and I'll pray the Father, and will give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, which the world cannot receive. Read that? So that means to be born again is to be born of the Spirit, and it means to receive the Spirit. Did you see that? Watch how he uses the Spirit. To be born again, to be born of the Spirit, is to receive the Spirit. Glory to God. Glory to God. How are we following that? Look at verse 2. Go back to verse 2. He then says, what was he saying? He said, I pray the Father, give you another comfort that I may abide with you forever. Verse 16. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it never seen him, but ye know him, for his word which shall be in you. Watch it. He said, and I will not leave you comfortless, I will come to you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He calls the Spirit of truth. What is the Spirit of truth? This is that verse 17. Even the Spirit of truth. So that means the Comforter is the Spirit of truth. What are you following that? Now, that means the Comforter is not a guy. The Comforter is the Spirit. Don't miss it up. Amen. I have someone said that. The Muslim guy was actually saying, the Comforter, they say, another Comforter is man-made. I say, how? That's him now. He said, that is okay. Yeah, this is okay. And I said, this is years back. I wouldn't have said it to you right here. That was around 2007. They come. Because at that time, I had a fair understanding of how the Quran was written. And they said, you guys are confused. Anyway, and the guy felt bad. I think you guys are confused too. Read the letter. Amen. Read the letter. Read the Spirit. So that means that Comforter is Spirit. Amen. Glory to God. I see them debate it on some Islamic scholars. They debate it on man. They are so they don't know what they say. Hallelujah. Jesus said, he's the Spirit. He's the Spirit, not Spirit of truth. Now, come on to the Spirit of truth. Now the word truth there is the Greek word aletheia. Now what Jesus said is the Spirit of the truth. So that means there is a truth Jesus has been communicating. Hallelujah. So let's get out, let's get to find out the truth Jesus has been communicating in verse 1. He said, let not your heart be troubled. Say, believe ye in God, believe in me also. Say, in my Father's house are many mansions. Even when also I won't have told you, I go prepare a place for you. Did you see that? Amen. So that means the truth Jesus is communicating here is concerning the Father's house. Now in my Father's house there, he's not talking about a building somewhere. The word house there is the word oikia, used for family. So Jesus is talking about the Father's family. He said, in my Father's family are many rooms. The word mansions there Isoro. And I always ask this question. Do you have mansions inside house? If my father's house has many mansions. Do you have mansions inside house?
No.
In house there should be mansions, right? Do you have can you have a mansion inside the house? So understand the verbiage. He's talking about the family. And then in my father's family are many dwelling places. What mansion there is what was dwelling place. Amen. Glory to God. That's the way it goes. He says, if also I would have told you I go prepare a place for you. And if I go prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself. Now, he's talking about him coming to receive him unto himself. Now, I know many people have heard this as rapture, but it's not rapture. Amen. He's talking here about the new beginning. The resurrection. He said, I will come again. The word I will come again is the word for the resurrection. We're going to see that. I will come again and receive it to myself. And where I am, you will be also. Okay, what do you mean? Where I am, then you will be also. That means what you will find in that resurrection will be God, I mean, will be Christ where we are, and we where Christ is. So it's talking about where I am doesn't mean, let me explain that to you. Come. Come. You know, I can say, come and stand here. Where I am, yeah, right? So that sounds like it. We are, this is where I am. We are inside Penn at the school. We are standing in front of people, right? Right? But that is wrong. That is not where this, that is not what this word means. This one doesn't mean we are in the same place. We are in the same location, like this. Where I am will be also means as I'm standing like this, he's going to be standing inside where I'm standing. Do you understand? That is what it means. So that word doesn't mean we are in the same location. No. Doesn't mean location where, but it's talking about we're going to be in the same thing. Like, it's talking about a union, a oneness. Do you see that? That's what Jesus is talking about. Hallelujah. So he's explaining it. He says, where I am, there you will be also. Do you see that? Amen. We're going to see a further explanation shortly. Now, take note of what I've said. Is the where I am, there you'll be also. Hallelujah. Then he now said, where I go, you know. And Thomas asked the question, a very important question. He says, Thomas said to him, Lord, we do not know where thou goest. How can we know the way? And Jesus said, I am the way, the truth and the life. No man gets to the Father except by me. So, where he's going, you know. He said, I am that way. Now, if you have known me, he said, if ye have known me, ye should have known my Father also. And henceforth, ye know him and have seen him. Philip now said, show us the path, it is sufficient. Hallelujah. And Jesus responded, have I been long with you, and ye have known me, Philip? He that hath seen me hath seen the Father. How sayest thou then, show us the Father? Now Jesus didn't say he is the Father. He said, he that hath seen me hath seen the Father. He's talking about the fact that he and the Father are one. Hallelujah. He's talking about the fact that where he is where the Father is at that point. So he is in the Father's family. Okay, what do I mean? So he now says he's going to make a room for us in the Father's family so that just the same way the Father is in him, the Father also will be in us and we in him. Hope you're following me. Hope you're following me. That's what Jesus is explaining. Hallelujah. Okay, following me. So he said, have you not seen me? He that has seen me has seen the Father. Why? Because he is the Father's family. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now look at this. Say, believe thou. Know that I am in my Father, and the Father in me. The word that I speak to you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwells in me, he does the work. Did you see that? So he said, the Father is in him. Now he said, I am the way to the Father. For who? For us. Hallelujah. So that means when we believe in him, John 14:1, we have come to him. Hallelujah. We are in union with him. Automatically, the Father dwells in him, he dwells in us. Hallelujah. Did you see that? Did you see that oneness? So when he said, even the Spirit of truth, what was it? He said, I will pray the Father. Now that word to pray here doesn't mean Jesus is going to go and be praying to Father's living. The word pray here is the word that means the word eretao. It's the word that means It implies something that is given. Something that is given when a mission is accomplished. When a task is done. So Jesus' task is to die, right? For sins and to resurrect on the third day. So when that happened, he said, what are we going to have? He said, I'll pray the Father, he will give you another comforter. Now the word another there is another statement we need to investigate very well. Now there are two words for another in the Greek. One is called the heteros. Give me that shape. This is a chair. Right? Let me look for something. Give me that one. Sorry, I'm standing up. Are these two the same chair? Yep. No. Amen. Is it the same color? So it looks like it's the same. I wanted to use something like this. Now, okay, take this one. Let me look for how much in the white chair. One of the white chairs. So that you get what I'm saying. There are two words now. One is heteros, one is alos. Now, these are not two the same chair. Right? Now that's the word heteros. Heteros is used for another that are not the same. Do you see that? Another that are not the same, but it's another. Amen. A Camry car and a Corolla. They are not the same. Amen. Amen. Heteros. Now there's another word called alos. Yeah, now the word used here is the word alos. That word alos means the same. Did you see that? So it's not a different kind of spirit or a different color. No, it says alos parakletos. Amen. The same as me. Hallelujah. Now watch what he does. He now said he called them the spirit of this reality. Which reality? The reality of the Father in him. You see that? Can I just say my Father is a spirit? My Father is the Spirit. And yet that must worship him in spirit and in truth. Did you see that? My Father is the Spirit. Or is the Spirit. So that the Father dwells in him, right? Now the spirit of that reality, right? He said he will dwell with you. And hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now watch verse 18. So that you know he's not talking about something else. Remember he talked about this, he's speaking about the Father. All the spirit, even the spirit of truth, so who the world cannot receive, follow me closely. So let us see, because if he is him not, let us know him, but ye know him, for he dwells with you and shall be in you. 18. I will not leave you comfortless, I will come to you. Is that? I will come to you. So who is coming? The Spirit, thank you. And Jesus said, I will come to you. How? As the Spirit. What do you mean? The Spirit of this reality. So how will Jesus come to you? The Spirit of this reality. Did you see that? Hallelujah. Which reality? The reality of the Father in me. Glory to God. Did you see that? So that means when I get born again, what I've received is the Spirit. Now, let's get to verse 20. Remember, where we started from is mansion, dwelling place, right? Look at verse 20. It says, in that day, which day? Rapture? No. In that day, the day of the resurrection, the day when I will come to you, amen? The day I will come to you, you will know I am in my Father, and ye in me, and I in you. Did you see the mansion now? This is the dwelling place. Where I am, there you be also. You know, I'm in my Father, you in me, and I in... Did you see that you know? Hallelujah. That's what has happened to us in Christ. What will God say? Amen. Amen. So, what will God say? What will God say? It's not any by that you know. Eh? That there's that you. What God says, the Spirit of God now lives in us. Glory to God. Say the Spirit of God lives in me. Hallelujah. You know I'm in my Father, you in me, and I in you. Look at verse 23. Let's read 23 together. Want to go? The other man said, if a man loves me, he will keep my word. Stop. What is his word? Chapter 14, verse 1. Believe in me. Right? Right? And my Father will love him. Right? And we will come. What is? We will come unto him and make our abode in him. Now that word abode is the same word for mansion. Amen. Mune. The same word for mansion. That means we can say, we will come and make our mansion with him. That means when a man believes, hallelujah, amen, God will make his mansion with him. He said, what is that mansion? His family. That means to be born again is to come into God's family, is to have the Spirit of God. Are you following that? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hope you are following that. Okay, look at chapter 15. Chapter 15. Okay, before we get to 15. Oh, let's see chapter 15, verse 5. Then I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abides in me and I in him, the same bringeth much, he bringeth forth much fruit, for without me you can do nothing. Hallelujah. Verse 4. Have I in me and I in you? Did you see how he has changed the verbiage now? Abide in me and I in you. How? Union. Did you see chapter 14 now? It's the same teaching, you know. From chapter, Jesus taught from chapter 14 to chapter 15. The same place. It's the same teaching. So he has moved from the Spirit, the Father, to now what? Abide. So when you say abide in me and I in you, he expects that you know that he abiding in you is what the union of the Father and the Son called the Spirit. Hope you are following me. Hope you are following me. So when you say Jesus dwells in me, the Father lives in me, how? By the Holy Ghost. So the Holy Ghost is the reality of the Father and the Son in the believer. Hope you are following me. The Holy Ghost is the reality of the Father and the Son in the believer. Hallelujah. So when you get to the scripture and hear the Spirit of God, it's the reality of Father and the Son in the believer. Hallelujah. Let's get back to other things in that John 3. Get back to John 3. Now we say to be born again is to be born of the Spirit. Right? Right? Hallelujah. John 3. He now says in verse 15, he says, whosoever believes in me should not perish but have eternal life. Now remember, we said to be born again is to have the Spirit of God, right? Right? The Spirit of God lives in him. Now, Jesus now says, we should have eternal life. So that means to be saved is to have eternal life. For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but should have. We're going to deal with that shortly. Should have eternal life. Everlasting life. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. To have eternal life. So, he said we have the Spirit, we have eternal life. Therefore, the Spirit in us is the reality of eternal life. He calls him the Spirit. He said that reality is eternal life. So, a question will now be asked, what is the reality of the Spirit of God in you? The reality is that I have eternal life. Hallelujah. I know going on with the thing, eternal life. I want to live eternal life. God save my soul. I want to live eternal life. God save my soul. No. It's not a song for the believer. The believer is living in eternal life. Hallelujah. Eternal life is the reality of the Spirit of God in you. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hope you follow me. Eternal life is the reality of the Spirit of God in us. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Take note of that John 14. Where he says, John 14, 16. He said, I pray the Father, and will give you another comforter that he may abide with you forever. Ever, forever. That means the Spirit of God lives in us how long? 2 days? 1 month? 10 days? What about when I sin? What about when I sin? So the Spirit of God goes, he abides with you forever. There is no condition. Hallelujah! Remember what I showed you last week? I said nothing can snatch you away from God's hand. To be born again is to be saved. John 3:17. To save. Hallelujah. You are saved. Nothing can snatch you away from God now. Not even sin. Because God's word says the Spirit will abide in you forever. Not for 2 days. Not for 1 week. Hallelujah. He will abide in you forever. So you mark that word. It's forever. Hallelujah. So that means eternal life is forever. Because eternal life is the reality of the Spirit. So that means I have eternal life forever. Hallelujah. You can say, I will never perish. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let me show you that. John 10, quickly. John 10. Quickly, let's rush to John 10. Verses 27. Say, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them and they follow me. And I give unto them eternal life. Did you see that? Did you see that? Say, I give unto them eternal life. Forever, right? And they shall never. Did you see that? Am I reading currently? Is it not in your Bible? Amen. And they shall never perish. I can never perish. You have been proud. No, it's the word. I can never perish. Never. Never! Hallelujah! Amen? I can never perish. He said they can never perish. Neither shall any man. Now I told you that word any man is the word anything. Amen. Neither shall anything pluck them out of my hand. Nothing can snatch you away from his hand. Look at verse 29. Let's be together. Let's be together want to go. My Father, which gave them me, is greater than all. And no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. What was Jesus saying? Hallelujah. Amen. So can anything take away eternal life from you? No. Can anything take away the Spirit of God in you? It's forever. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. So the Spirit is what we receive, and the reality of that is that we have eternal life. Another one, John 8. You see where we are going to with all this today. John 8 verse 12. It says, and Jesus spoke to them saying, I am the light of the world. He that follows me will not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. Did you see that? Shall have. What did we say we'll have when we get born again? The Spirit. The reality of it is what? Eternal life. What is the reality of it again? Life. Hallelujah. Say life. That word life is the word for. It's the word for direction. So that means the man who is born again has direction. Because you will never walk in darkness. Darkness means you can never use, you will not be in confusion. Darkness is used for confusion. Hallelujah. It means to be under the control influence of the devil and the kingdom of darkness. That means to be born again means I've been delivered from the kingdom of darkness. To be born again means I have light. I have direction. Hallelujah. Hope you're following me. The believer has direction. Say, I have direction. Say, I have direction. Hallelujah. Light forever. Share the Spirit is forever. That means the light is forever. My life is not like NEPA. It's not like GHCS. Glory to God. That goes on and off. No, the light is forever. It's not flashing light. It's forever light. Hallelujah. Forever light. I have light forever. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's see one more. Ephesians 1.
We were here last week, verse 7.
He talks about some of us. He says, so the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he has made us accepted in the beloved. He's talking about Jesus. He said, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace. So as a result, we have in this reality, we have the remission of sins. Hallelujah. It's called the remission of sin. That word is what affects. Means sin is far away. Hallelujah. The believer doesn't have a nature of sin. We have the nature of life. God's life. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Sin has been dealt with on the cross. Past, present, and future. The believer doesn't have a sin nature. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Our sins have been forgiven us. I don't know, but some people say the problem, your problem is dealing with the foundations of the Father. The foundation of the Father. What has the grandfather done? That's what is affecting who? Bow. Who? Grandfather. And has come to dust. Affecting who? The Bible says if any man be in Christ, 2 Corinthians 5:17, he's a new creation. The old things are passed. Hallelujah! All things are passed, including sin. Sins are forgiven. My sins are forgiven. I don't have a record of sins, past, present, and future. Jesus paid it all. Hallelujah! Hope you're following me. Jesus has paid it all. We are forgiven forever. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know these things I'm telling you are the basics of our Christian belief. We are forgiven forever. We have life forever. We have eternal life forever. We have the Spirit forever. Hallelujah. That means I'm righteous forever. I say, sir, I'm not righteous. I'm righteous forever. I showed us that last week, right? We are righteous. Hallelujah. We receive the righteousness of God. That is the life of God. We receive the righteousness of God forever. I have the righteousness of God forever. It's not by my works. No. I have the life of God. Life. Righteousness of God. I have God's righteousness. I'm sanctified. These are the basics. Sanctified means I've been washed set apart. Do you guys know you get the word saints from? I'm a saint. I remember one day I told someone I'm a saint. They say, how can you say you're a saint? Do you know what saints have done? Well, I say your saints have done a lot of things. I didn't need to do anything to be a saint. Christ has qualified me as a saint. Say no. The best guy said, do you know what Saint Augustine did? He was carrying water from, he was trying to measure it. He was trying to explain Trinity and God said, imagine carrying water from a stream and putting it inside where to feed the well. So that is, then he answered and said, that was how I became a saint. I said, ha, he did well. He works for you. For me, Jesus has made me a saint. Hallelujah! I don't need to work for it. Hallelujah! Faith not of works. Glory to God! Not of works is anyone should boast. I'm not boasting because I didn't need to know. I'm qualified. Qualified. Because of what Jesus has done. Hallelujah. Can I get an amen in the house? Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. Now these are the basics of our Christian belief. Hallelujah. The basics of our Christian life, Christian belief. And you know what? Spiritual growth is found in them. On this basis. Spiritual growth is found on this basis. Spiritual growth is not found in the amount of things you know. No, it's in the depth of it. Said by my pastor. Amen. You're following me. You know, the God of the Shepherd, I would say, it is found in the depth of it. This basis. Glory to God. So how did we get saved? John 1:12. What is John 1:12? It says, but as many as received him, to them he gave power to be called the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. So we got saved by believing. Amen. We got saved by doing what? Believing. John 14:1. Believe in God, believe in me also. So we got saved by believing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Are you following me? We got saved by doing what? By believing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Glory, glory, glory. And Paul explained that in Romans chapter 10. We got saved by believing, right? Romans 10. Quickly rush through Romans 10. Make sure you're there. Romans 10, verse 9 into 10. But I say, did not the Israel, Romans 10, sorry, verses 9, I'll read 19. If thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For the heart man believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. So, when you use the word confess there, is the word homologio, which means to speak in agreement with. Amen. So what is an agreement here? Your heart and your mouth. The words spoken, your heart believes, and then your mouth is speaking in agreement with your heart. Amen. You see that? So we got saved by speaking in agreement with what we believe. Hallelujah. So how did we get saved? We believe and then we say. Right? Right? How did you get saved? I believe and then I. So how did we start as being born again? We believe and then we. Hallelujah. Amen. So that's how we began. We believe and then we start. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Look at verse 11. It says, for the scripture says, whosoever believes on him shall not be put, shall not be ashamed. For there is no difference between Jews and the Greeks, for is the same Lord over all, is rich unto all that call upon him. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. 14, how can they call on him whom they have not believed? Is that? That means the confession is based on your belief. Hallelujah. Say, how can they believe in whom they have not heard? How can they hear without a preacher? Hallelujah. And how can they preach except they are saints? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. But they have not all obeyed the gospel. For Isaiah, says, Lord, who have believed our report? So then, verse 17, watch it. So then, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of the Lord. But I say, have they not heard? Yet verily, their sound went into all the earth, and their words unto the ends of the world. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So that means, faith for salvation is premised on God's word that you heard. Amen. Faith and belief are the same. Amen. Amen. So, faith for salvation is premised on God's word you heard. Glory to God. On God's word you heard. Spoken. Information. Now we're going to get to that shortly. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So in salvation, what do we believe? We believe in the information about Christ. What he has done. Right? What he has done. 1 Corinthians 16 from verse 3. We have a Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures. He was buried and then he rose again the third day according to the scriptures. Did you see that? Hallelujah. So that's what we believe. You confess with your heart, you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead. Did you see that? So faith for salvation is premised on the message of Christ that you heard. Hallelujah. Therefore, we then put it on our lips, right? Hallelujah. We then put it on our lips. Thank you, Jesus, for what you've done. I believe it. I believe what you've done. I see. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
His pen is on it. Glory to God.
Therefore, since that is how we've begun, what we believe, we put it on our lips. That is what the believer's life is premised on forever.
You hear God's word, you believe it, you see it.
Hallelujah.
Hope you're following me.
Hallelujah.
It's the same truth.
Remember, I told you this is the basis.
And the basis is what we, that's the life of the believer. That's how you begin. And that's how you stay. You put God's word on your lips. God's word you've come to believe. You put it on your lips.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Put God's word on your lips. Glory to God.
So, what did we put on our lips? What we've come to believe
from God's word.
That's what we put on our lips.
Hallelujah.
So the born again man is a believer.
He's a believer.
Believer of what? Believer of God's word.
You know that?
You know I say that to myself. I'm a believer.
I believe God's word.
I believe God's word.
I believe God's word.
Amen? Because I'm a believer. That is who you are. When they say believer, you know what it means?
I'm a believer.
No.
I don't like that.
This doesn't look real. From Bible.
I say you're a believer.
He said, God said it both.
You know what it means to be a believer.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I told someone, do you know what it means to be a sheep that has a shepherd?
Have you seen a sheep follow the shepherd before?
Even if the shepherd is going to nowhere,
he's going to somewhere to that,
the sheep will just be following.
Why? The sheep believe the shepherd.
Amen.
Glory to God.
I don't want to say no, believe, but also use your head.
Use your head, don't believe everything.
Ha.
Ha.
Who is giving you the advice? Somebody that's not a believer.
Maybe one lecturer.
He said, use your brain. Know everything you believe.
Ah.
Mio.
I am a believer.
Conk one.
Believer.
Hey,
believer,
girl.
You see a miracle and say, are you sure it's a real miracle?
Me,
I believe.
Amen.
Blind eyes open.
Are you sure this guy is really blind?
You'll be looking at the theory behind it.
If you look at the medical condition, you know.
You have time.
I believe.
Hallelujah!
I believe.
Forget any other
time. I believe.
Glory to God.
And say,
he was diagnosed with a sickness. But when they got there, he didn't find it anymore.
Maybe it was the wrong diagnosis.
Maybe it was the wrong diagnosis.
No.
God healed him.
She came out.
Any other thing?
Put it in your pocket.
Someone came to one of our meetings one time. She was having an issue with her kidney.
Like she had and she came for, and it was GPL out meeting, right?
Came for GPL, but that was around 2014.
Said she was having an issue. She couldn't hold urine more than a minute or 2 minutes. She would urinate on her body.
She can.
So she came for the meeting.
And
in that meeting, now when I was told, I just laid her.
Amen.
Anyway,
she could not hold.
Now you know what I said? No. Maybe
there was a.
There was, you know, when the kidney reacts to some certain stimulus that the body has
or gas,
your problem is too much anatomy.
I believe it.
She's healed.
And that's it.
She came out.
Amen?
Stop. Some people go online.
Somebody is criticizing this miracle and say,
It looks like it though.
Fake miracle.
We should give you cork in your brain.
Not on your head though,
in your brain.
Amen.
How can you say that?
You are a believer.
Hallelujah.
The first thing you see, the first thing you look at when you see God's word, when you see miracles, is to believe.
Believe.
I believe God.
I believe God.
Hallelujah.
I believe God heals.
I believe God heals. I believe in miracles. I have seen it, and I keep seeing it. I've seen it in my midst. I've seen it in my life. I've seen miracles, me personally. I've seen. So you now want to come and tell me what? I believe God. Hallelujah! Hope you are with me. So you put God's word on your lips. I'm a believer. Conk one. I like put that down. Conk. See, and yeah, the believer extremist. Okay? And I like the believer extremist. I believe God to a fault. Ah! I believe God. You hear me? Me, your pastor. I'm not saying because I know. I believe God. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So because I believe God, I put it on my lips. I say believing. Because we can have unbelieving believers. We're getting there. We can have they are believers though. Remember, you are born again. That can't change anything. You are born. When you are born again, you are born again. You can't lose it. You are born again. Someone came to meet me one time. Sir, one of our members. So she came to meet me one time. Sir, I've left God. I've left God. God, so I see God is far from me. When he was done, I said, God is not far from me. God is in you. Yeah, is in you. You just are you not yielded to him. Hallelujah. My God is in you. He didn't leave you one bit. Glory to God. God doesn't leave you. He stays with us. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. Remember one time to a sister like that. Went to club. Somebody that is hearing my word and teaching went to club. And got drunk. Got drunk. On a staggering. I did not know I went to God. Pastor is teaching you. I stay every day. I teach you God's word. You have mind. You went to club. I went to drink as you. You now come to us. I went to drink as you. You now come to us. Pastor, I don't remember yet. When you're not in scale, the Holy Ghost is there looking at you like this. Your experience will not change God's word. It doesn't change God's word. The Holy Ghost is in you. That's like you've done something wrong. Hallelujah. But the Holy Ghost is in you. Hallelujah. Are you sure the Holy Ghost is not in you? The Holy Ghost is in me. He's there. What kind of doctrine is this? That is God's word. I will never, Hebrews 13, 5, let's get there. I will never leave you nor forsake you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Where am I going? Never leave you nor forsake you. Never. Hebrews 13, 5. So we're getting there. Are you there? Amen. He said, let me go and read that. We contend that such thing as you have, for he has said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Did you see that? So God doesn't forsake. He doesn't leave us. He doesn't abandon us. God doesn't abandon us. Hallelujah. Amen. So the believer puts God's word on his lips. Hallelujah. Always. Hallelujah. The believer puts God's word on his lips. So putting what you put on your lips is very important to God. It's very vital. The Bible says in Matthew chapter 12. Matthew 12. Are you Matthew 12? Verses 36. Look at what it says. It says, but I say to you, every idle word that a man shall speak, he will give account thereof in the day of judgment. Isn't that? For by thy word thou shalt be justified. I'm talking about salvation, but you know, by thy word, that's how you are, by thy word thou shalt be condemned. Hallelujah. So Jesus said, we'll give account of our words. He used the word idle words. Idle words means that word is useless words. Maybe what you think he doesn't mean. You give account of your words. So that means there should be no time where you give room to idle words. Idle words means words, you just said words, maybe jokingly. Even in your joke, mind your confession. Come on, baby. Enough. Mind your confession. There's somebody, Joko. There's Moku. Yes, that word. Or Abdaido. What is it? Your Moku. Huh? I'm correct. Thank you. Don't mind some Lagos breeded Yoruba people. Amen. I'll say to you later. Amen. Moku. Moku. It's just a joke. I say, yeah, I was just joking. How? I don't die. Just say it like that. Be careful. It is called careless words. For a believer. I'm dead. Maybe something happens. Your reaction when I'm dead. Oh. Bible smart is your pastor. And you are saying, I'm dead. You know, sometimes when I say, I don't die, I don't say, but you can say, I'm dead. I've heard somebody say something like this. This is my blockhead. They say, your block what? He said, no, I don't mean it like that. You are saying it. This is your blockhead. No, don't say things like that. Amen. Some people say that, and I'm also teaching you, because we are all going to become fathers and mothers in the coming years and coming days. Not days, though. Yes. Amen. Not days, though. Yes. We get married, right? That's how you become fathers and mothers. You get married, right? Then you have children, right? Don't use stupid words on your children. Amen. Use stupid words. You're not teaching the child. The child is not learning those words on his head. Call your box brain. You know, I did not mean it. I just said it. Useless stupid. It's your own child. Big thing. When you now become useless. You are not a useless father. Don't say rubbish. Amen. Jesus said you give account of it. So words are important. If words are not important, Jesus would not say your words, by your words you'll be condemned. Words are important. What are you hearing me? Words are what? Important. Learn it at this age. Words are important. Amen. Amen. We're going to get somewhere. Amen. You're applying for job, you don't get the job. You're going to say, I'm a jobless man. Am I not saying the truth? Am I not jobless? It's big. Look at your life. Jobless. You are seeing it. Amen. Glory to God. I'm going to tell you, then, sir, what should we say? Shouldn't we say the truth? Amen? Should I not say the truth? Is that not true? I don't have a job. I don't know anything. How would we say things like that? I don't know anything. People will not be using it as a joke. People will not laugh. No. Hallelujah. Your words are important. Glory to God. So you cannot be praying for something and then your words are saying opposite. You are praying for God for a job and then you are saying I'm a jobless man. There's already a conflict. Hallelujah. There's already a conflict. Glory to God. So your words are very vital. Very vital. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. The words are vital. So we said, it's premised on words. But before I go further, there's something that you mustn't also fall for. It's called mental assent. I said it last week. E.W. Kenyon will say, there's something that Satan has given to the church. When I say, I'm quoting someone. He said, it looks like faith, but it's not faith. It's called mental assent. Where intellectually just not to something. Amen. And that's why there was a time that I would tie to one of our studies called homologia theory. Amen. Amen. When you say, you say God's word. Amen. But if I'm teaching here, I will come to your head. Amen. But it's even from mental assent. You understand what I mean? Now, what do you do? Mental assent is, I say, you're born again. You have the Spirit of God. So you say, I have the Spirit of God. You think it's faith, it's not faith. And the righteousness of God. It's called mental assent. It's not faith. It's rubbish. Amen. God wants you to put his word on your lips. Hallelujah. How about listening to this message after this teaching? And then as I'm saying, you are the righteousness of God, you are echoing, I'm the righteousness of God. Hallelujah. Yeah, it's something like that. I'm the righteousness of God. You say, hallelujah. I have the life of God. Hallelujah. You see. Not have the life of God. Like one lecturer. I see. You will die. Thinking you have faith. Have nothing. She died. He said, you are not feeling fine. Someone says, the power of God, you are healed in the name of Jesus. Say the healing power of God walks through me. You do so you get to the grave. No! Amen. You say God's word. Let's get back to the Hebrews 13:5. You put God's word on your lips. So you intellectually, mental assent is when you intellectually accept something. But rather, faith is not mental assent. Faith means I believe it, I put it on my lips. Hallelujah. I believe it, I put it on my lips. I say it! Look at Hebrews 13:5. It says, we were here just now, right? It says, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Can you see that? Let me watch it. Okay. Verse 6. Now look at what we're going to read together. Verse 5. Let's take the big part. Say, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. So that we may boldly say. You see how you respond to God's word. You don't respond to Hebrews 13. Now you don't respond to God's word by mental assent. You respond to God's word by saying. Hallelujah. Hope you're seeing that. Hope you're seeing that. He said, I will never leave thee, nor forsake thee, that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper. I will not fear what men shall do unto me. Hallelujah. So we boldly say God's word. Hallelujah. We boldly put God's word on our lips. 2 Corinthians 4, verse 13. Are you there? Are you there? Glory to God. 2 Corinthians 4. Let's read verse 14 together. Verse 13 together. One, two, go. Are you not there? You've not opened 2 Corinthians. The 2 Corinthians is gummy. Is it gummy? Chapter 4. Verse 14. That is verse 13. One, two, go. And let's start again. One, two, go. We, having the same spirit of faith, according as it is written, I believe, and therefore I have spoken. We also believe, and therefore speak. Did you see that? Did you see that? I believe, and I speak. I believe, and I speak. Hallelujah. This is the attitude of the believing believer. Believe and I speak. I put God's word on my lips. Hallelujah. And Paul is reading Psalm 116 here. Right? I just take that one. Psalm 116:1 to 10. Make sure you read that. You see that the psalmist put God's word on his lips. Psalmist said, I believe God. And then he spoke. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. But he said about know what we're looking at today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we live in a world where people get easily distracted. See, remember I said, faith is premised on what? Words. Right? The same way to unbelief, faith and unbelief is premised on information. Information. Hallelujah. Faith and unbelief is premised on information. For example, if, let's say for example, you don't know Dangote, and you enter an elevator with him. I have somebody that didn't know Dangote, and him and Dangote were in the same box at the airport, and he didn't know it was Dangote. It was when he was leaving, when that man that both of you were praying together, that was Dangote now. When I saw the amount of corn, we were like, Dangote, had he been in you, we quickly wrote that man for something. He didn't know, because he didn't know the man. He said, but the guy that was on my side, he shot. I said, the guy is not tall now. The guy is not tall. He didn't know. Now imagine, you are going to the entire elevator, and you are going to 14th floor, from ground floor. You just see, and I'm going to say, you don't know it's Dangote. You know, you just stand, you just enjoy his cologne or his perfume. You think I have good perfume, but since I come, now that you are coming, I'm going to say, why are you coming from ground floor? You are in touch with Dangote. Did you see? You didn't have information. Imagine you enter and you saw Dangote, and as I mentioned, he's looking for things, so you are going to talk to you, will go to 14. You just go there, why are you going? I'm going to 14th floor. Oh, sir, I love what you're doing from Nigeria. Oh, but I will steal a deal. That 14th floor. That deal must be complete. I will pitch anything to him. I will pitch any business deal to him. In fact, he will get to 14th floor, he will come down and go over here. It's not a joke. Because I know who I'm talking to. Right? Why? There was an information already. You see that? Amen. That's how faith works. That's how unbelief too goes. If you see a man of God, that people all of a sudden stop, begin to talk bad again, it's because somebody has said something. Amen. So, faith and unbelief are premised on words. Amen. Doubt is premised on words. So that means I have to watch the words that I let in. I have to watch what I let in. Glory to God. I showed you Proverbs 4 verse 23. It says, guide your heart with all diligence. So out of these are the issues that govern life. So you must guard what you hear. Guard it. Because faith and unbelief is premised on words. Especially in this world where we live in, there are a whole lot of distractions. But you know, as a child of God, you must put God's word on your knee. Hallelujah. You must follow the right kind of information. Or rather, I say, fill your heart with the right kind of information. Fill your heart. I fill my heart to talk about love. And I don't have room to hate. Amen. I will not have room to hate. I won't give room to hate. Hallelujah. Fill your heart with the right kind of hate. Glory to God. Look at Proverbs 18:21. When we didn't get here last week, or did we? Yeah, we did. Proverbs 18:21. Are you there? I read. It says, death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love shall eat the fruit thereof. You see that? Death and life. So if words are not important, scripture won't tell you, right? That your words have power. Your tongue, your words have power. Power. So your mouth, like I said about years back, your mouth is not given to you to eat alone. Your mouth is given to you to speak God's word, to direct your life. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. So my tongue is not for licking sweets, drinking ice cream, taking yogurt, taking chocolate, Cocoa Pop. Somebody of 30 years is eating Cocoa Pop. We should pop your mouth. Eating Cocoa Pop for children. You know what are you doing? I'm picking Golden Mom. You know, I just like eating Golden Mom. Come. Let's clap this out of your mouth. Your mouth is not for eating alone. Hallelujah. Your mouth is given to you to direct the course of your life. Because it's death and life are in the power of your tongue. Therefore, I must understand how to use my words. Hallelujah. Amen. We have a teaching similar to this on our archive, Confession Reality. You must learn to charge the course of your life with your words. Charge the course of your life with your words. And how? Put God's word on your lips. You know how? Put them for your mouth. What you've come to believe? I said this to us. I said, you can't see me walk 5 minutes. You cannot see me walking on the road and my mouth is closed. You can't catch me. I'm always talking. I'm not talking rubbish. I'm talking God's word. I've learned it from years back. Years back. Just be walking around me. Just be talking and be walking. I have the life of God. I have the life of God. Just spend time and dwell your heart on God's word. Fill your mouth with God's word. Don't want to talk rubbish. Rubbish. Hallelujah. You can say things like this. I'm a king's king. See that? I'm a king's king. I'm born of God. Amen. I'm not saying you didn't. I've been watching Nikki that the devil cannot handle. I've been watching Nikki that the devil. Yeah. Amen. A lot of people, they think their mouth, yes, I will never forget it. It's to eat jam donuts and mouth. Your mouth is not for jam donuts and mouth. Amen. Your mouth is to say God's word. Amen. Glory to God. So, let's begin to look at some very vital details today. In putting God's word on your lips, right? In putting God's word on your lips, I said earlier, you need to guard your heart. You need to guard your heart. You need to guard your heart. Because like we said, faith, unbelief, doubt is premised on words. So you guard your heart. Look at Jesus and Jairus. Did you remember the story? Jesus and Jairus. Jesus was on his way to Jairus' house. And there came the woman with the issue of blood. And they touched the hem of Jesus' garment. When that was happening, they came to Jesus and told Jesus, they told Jairus, don't bother the master again. He said, your daughter is dead. What did Jesus say to Jairus? He says, don't start. Hallelujah. Amen. Only believe. So that means it's important. What you hear are important. Glory to God. The woman on her own part, when she heard about Jesus, the Bible says she began to say. Right? She began to say, If I should touch the hem of his garment, I will be healed. She said that. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Amen. So you mind what you say. You mind what you say. She said it. And then her words brought Jesus away. Right? And when that was happening, another guy came and said, Jairus, don't bother the master. Your daughter is dead. Jesus said, don't die. Hallelujah. Don't die. So your words are important. In Mark 4, Jesus was in the boat. Okay, Don't worry. Okay, let's look at Mark 4. So your words are important. So you guard your heart. Mark 4, we'll get to Mark 4. I wanted to show you something in Mark 4, but not now. Just hold it, put your mind, put your hands there. We get to see it, not now. Hallelujah. You guard your heart from information. Wrong information. Out of it, I will choose that govern life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Remember, I told you Satan's role is to do what? Make you doubt God's word. So there's nothing called neutral information. Okay, everyone. There's nothing called neutral information. Every information depends on how you pick it. It's supposed to send some signal. Amen. Maybe you are hearing dollar. You that don't even buy anything with dollars. And I say, Nigeria is hard though. It's hard though. Nigeria is hard. Come on. Some of them say, we can't make it in this country. Did you see? Because the information you have. Because the information you have. We can't make it. Perhaps in this country, people are cashing out. Some people are even tapping. They're tapping to cash out. People are cashing out these days. They're tapping in dollars. I want you to go and tap. I don't know what they are tapping because I can't tap. I don't have that strength. Tapping rubbish. But you know, people are making it. You are saying, we can't make it. They've entrapped you. Did you see what information has done? There's no neutral information. So I said to you, Satan always wants you to doubt the integrity of God's word. Wants you to doubt it. So he brings you. So the information will fly around. Information will fly around. Take note, information will always fly around. You cannot stop information from flying, but you can do something about it. Hallelujah. You must ensure you don't allow information settling. Let's see what information can do. Right? Let's see what information can do. Look at the children of Israel in Numbers 13. They went to survey land. We were here last week. Numbers 13. So when they went to survey the land, 12 of them, 10 of them came with bad reports. Only 2 came with the right reports. In person of Caleb and Joshua. Now look at what they said. Hallelujah. They came and they said a whole lot of wrong words. They prophesied to the prophet of an evil report of the land which they searched into. And they said, the land though it was gone and searching in the land that eateth of its inhabitants thereof, and the people who saw are men of great stature. They were bitter. They were all those words. They said they saw the giants, the sons of Anak, which came from the giants. And we were in our eyes as grasshoppers. And so we were in their sight. So they said they are like, imagine they're already telling them. 10 of them, they brought back information. They said, we are like grasshoppers. If they match us like this, we are gone. They will kill us. These were people that saw what God did for them in Egypt. Oh yeah, everybody. They saw what God did. How God delivered them from the fierce Egyptians. The miracles, signs and wonders in Egypt. They saw everything. And yet, they said they were like grasshoppers. That is, they took their attention away from God's word and put it on what they saw. We're going to get there. Amen. Now with this information, they came with news. I like to brand it this way. They came with news. Headline. You see the headline? Gunmen are dogs. Hey! Jesus. Amen. Amen. The headline. Dollar hit. Moku. Amen. Information. Now let's see the effect of their words. Their news. In chapter 14 verse 1, and all the congregation lifted up their voice and cried. They've not even gone to the land. They began to cry. And the people wept that night. All of them, and all the children of Israel murmured against Moses and against Aaron and the whole congregation and all of them. And they said unto them, would God that we had died in the land of Egypt. although that we are dying in the wilderness. Did you see that? He began to talk. Oh no, 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 no. But you know what is mumbling? Mumbling means you know what is mumbling? Grumbling. Amen. Amen. Grumbling. You know, when you're small, when you say mumble, you say, you know that mumble. So then what's that? Rebel. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, somebody that was rebellious carried herself and threw on the floor. Who doesn't God will pay me for? It's your baby. After you don't rebel, you will still go and do it. Abby? Hey, I didn't even know, sir. Well, you know, I didn't even know my father. You came from heaven. That is rebellion. So imagine they were doing the same thing to Moses. They were murmuring. So somebody needs to say this grunted words under your lips. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So they were murmuring and they were crying. Imagine, and there were about millions there. They just said about 3 million people standing outside and they were crying. God! Why? Because of news that 10 people came to see. Amen. Amen. Did you see the effect of me? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. See, news will always fly. But don't allow them to stay in your heart. You will always fly. Some of them fill your heart that you begin to see. You know, what they said now covered them. Ah, they were covered though. Because what you say, you have it. Look at verse 58. Say to them, as truly as I live, said the Lord, as they have spoken in my ear, so will I do unto you. Your carcasses shall fall in the wilderness. Did you see that? Did you see that? Your words matter. It matters. He said, Moses brought us to kill us in the wilderness. God said, you say you have said it, it will happen. Amen? Amen? Mind your heart. Do you see that? Mind your heart. Mind. Watch the information you allow. See, the information will always fly. But don't allow them to speak. But you don't start saying it. Amen. Some of you, you know the information you are looking for. You go and be looking for it. What are you doing on this lover? What are you looking for? See, tomorrow I don't know where that website is. There are two websites I've never visited in my life. Gift Lover. I don't know if it is a website. And Linda Ikeji, what am I finding here? For some people, you used to drop a pop-up message. Hey! What are you looking for? What are you finding? Did I read? Ah! Eh? Pastor raped 4 people. Say, hey, let me do this. Ah! You know, and you know before that it was just an egg line. It was something else. I don't open it. Ah! I don't think I downloaded Opera on my phone and I thought that it was giving me useless, so I deleted it. Shut up. Not making me, you know, you can become an unable. Yes, now. It makes you an unable. This is what I was running away from on this lover. Oh, yeah! Because I need to guard my heart. So that you are not trending. Who trend here? Trend TV. They are trending on what? Deep. this that you begin to, all of a sudden you have seen pastor, this, you now begin to, your pastor now comes up, I'm coming up, you're now looking at me with the eye of that pastor. Hope my pastor does not used to do the same thing. You see yourself. Unbelief, you will not be able to receive. And unless you are not deceived. You believe that? Amen. You know a lot of things that is written online concerning members. Imagine I was looking at you, and I come and I'm teaching you, and I'm not looking at all of you one by one. I'll be teaching, I'll be situating you. Yes. But you can't. I can feel my heart with such kind of thing. Amen. Some people go online to hear things about their pastor. You know, I read about my pastor online. Are you okay? Listen, you are seeing, you cannot know him. And if you want somebody else to tell you about your past, come on, let's knock your head. Nonsense. But then now come and say, have pastor me. In his office. Thank God I don't have an office. I don't have an office. You are done right here, carry my bag. Amen. Glory to God. Pastor, come remember. I'm not coming here, I'm not looking at this. Pastor. Maybe the reason why they ain't talking like maybe one school. No. Amen. Your heart is important. What are you hearing? You're not all these things. Amen. I'm your pastor. Glory to God. You put God's word on your heart. So what are you looking for? Glory to God. Now, glory to God. So don't go looking for wrong things. Stay with God's word. Because then you begin to say, I told you about the woman who was saying she can never ever marry a pastor in her life. Right? When she was a teenager in school. Years after, tens of years have gone. She now got married to the man of his dreams, this pack. I don't have this pack. My stomach is getting bigger. So. This pack. What again? Salvador hair. She now married. And now she now wants to do the work of ministry. The husband said, if you don't, if you do anything, you get out of my house. Did you see that? The husband now became a limitation. A limitation. Something she said jokingly. She and her friends were just gifting. You give, you don't know where to give to, you give to pastor. Watch your words, because your words will always come at you. What are you hearing me? Your words will always come back. See, we are a product of what we said yesterday. And we'll be a product of what we said, our tomorrow will be a product of what we said today. So what are you saying? Put God's word on your lips. Amen. Put God's word on your lips. I like what I told you, I've never sang that song, even if it's a song. Nigeria jaga jaga, everything scatter scatter. Not a poor man, they suffer, suffer, loser, loser. Don't shut in the air. Tomorrow you're not shooting God. Boost! Boost! Hey, well, how did you get there? I don't know. Situation of life. No, you found something. Don't put such words on your lips. Amen. Amen. Put God's word. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Look at verse 6. Joseph and Caleb and Joseph the son of Nun and Caleb the son of Jephunneh, which were of them that touched the land, brought their clothes and they spoke unto the company of the children of Israel, saying, the land which you pass through to search it is a exceedingly good land. Did you see that? It's a good land. If the Lord delights in us, then he will bring us into the land. And give it to us, the land which flows with milk and honey. Only rebel not against ye the Lord. Neither fear ye the people of the land, for they are bread for us. Their differences departed from them. And the Lord is with us. Fear them not! All the congregation of Israel carried stone and stoned them. Did you see that? Which rubbish are you telling them? They say they are giant there. They are saying the Lord will do what? They are bread. Which bread? They have heard the wrong news. Now when somebody is trying to give them the idea, they say, you say what? A prophet, a big stone. Now, hear this. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Now, what did what did Joshua and Caleb do? They saw the same thing, but they made sure they put God's word louder. Did they not see the same thing? Did they not see the sons of Anak there? They saw it. But rather than confess what they saw, they spoke God's word. They are bread for us. We've heard of what the Lord did in Egypt. These guys are bread for us. They say their defense is away from them. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because they know God is the defense. God is our defense. Hallelujah. So their defense is taken away from them. Who will deal with them? But the people didn't hear. Why? There was something that it had. And what that thing has done is the second thing I'm going to talk to you about. Making you look unworthy. Satan wants you to look unworthy. He wants you to look unworthy to put God's word on your lips. He makes you feel unworthy. I'm going to dwell on this too today, and then we'll look at it again. I'll try to look at it today and see if we can round up or continue. Amen. Satan wants you to look unworthy. It makes you feel unworthy to put God's word on your lips. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But you know what? You are worthy by Christ's sacrifice. See, I'm worthy. By the sacrifice of Jesus to put God's word on my lips. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Look at like where we were. The children of Israel. Because of what they seen, the 10 people, because of what they saw, they began to say negative. Did you see that? We are like grasshoppers. But Joshua and Caleb said they are bread for us. Why did he say they are bread for them? Say they are bread for us. Why? Why? Glory to God. Remember, they did not argue that they did not see giants. They did not say, no, there is no giant. No. They didn't say that. They said, no. Why did you say giant? They are not giants. They are just average height. So they didn't say things like that because they were giants. Hallelujah. You see that they were giants. Say, sir, should we now say there was no giant? Are we now going to lie? No, we're not going to lie. Hallelujah. Faith is not the denial of facts. The facts are there. But faith doesn't deny the facts. Amen. Amen. But rather, what faith does is that faith speaks God's word instead of the past. Amen. Faith speaks God's word louder than the past. That is easy. Hallelujah. Okay, follow me. The Bible says we walk by faith and not by sight. Do you know what that means? We walk by faith in God's word, not by what is visible. Now, these guys, the 10 of them were walking by sight. But no, walk by faith. This guy walked by faith. My talk, my speech are filled with faith. Hallelujah. Faith what? Say, no. They didn't argue. Faith is not a denial of fact. I'll give you an example of a guy in my office. One time like that. He wrote to the HR. He's not feeling fine. Now I said to the HR, sorry, I can't come to work today. So then I said, why? He said, I'm strong. HR didn't reply. He didn't come. Then gave him a query for not coming to work. The guy now responded and said, but I told you I'm strong. HR now said, people who are strong are supposed to be in the office. Is that not it? People are strong. Say, no. Isn't that you don't understand when somebody said I'm strong? You are strong. What are you doing at home? No, I'm strong means I'm not feeling fine. I don't understand. Then why did you say you are strong? You know, some people are like that. They're not feeling fine. They say, I'm strong. You don't feel fine. No. I'm strong in the name of Jesus. My father, I'm strong in the name of Jesus. You know, faith is not a denial of fact. Amen. You don't have a job. Right? You have a job. The fact is that you don't have a job. It doesn't have me, you know, that say, I'm a jobless man. At least for now. Hallelujah. Amen? I don't have a job for now.
Not that
you have a job, I have a job in the name of Jesus. You know, if I want to collect your CV and help you get the friends, I have a job. No. This is not a denial fact. The fact is that you don't have a job. Right? So I don't have a job now. Hallelujah.
They are jobless
now. For now. But I know I'm going to have a job. Hallelujah. You watch your word. Don't say I'm a jobless human being. You will not be jobless in your life. Amen. Amen. See? But I'm not feeling fine, but God's word is working. I don't come up in and say, Pastor, pray for me, I'm strong. I said, you're strong. Amen. You're not even praying for men who are strong. I just pray that you grow in the revelation of God. Amen. But, amen. So I want you to join faith with me. Right? I'm not feeling this fine, but I know God's power is working. I'll find the name of Jesus. Amen. Have you said anything wrong? Have you said the wrong thing? There is a fact that you're not feeling fine, but yet you are putting God's word ahead. Right? The power of God is what? Say the right words. Hallelujah. Say the right word. Don't start talking nonsense. I'm strong. That's how one of my friends like that, of blessed memory, Jeremiah. I was telling him, you're not feeling fine. I said, Jeremiah, go to the hospital now. He said, no, I'm not. I'm okay. I'm strong. I said, Jerry, go and take medicine. No, Pastor, why can you say that? I'm strong. Until I went to see him in the hospital, he was taking drink. One morning he was working and he said his eye got out. And they carried him. Yeah. The type of that entered high level. And the man of God told me that. They gave you drip. Were you in the Holy Ghost when they gave you the trip? Amen? Amen? You don't deny the fact. Glory to God. You don't deny the fact. But you speak God's word instead of that. Hallelujah. Amen. You speak God's word. Caleb and Joshua saw the same thing. Right? They saw the same, but they said no. They are bread for us. Hallelujah, the defense is away from them. God is with us. Do not rebel against the Lord. God is with us. Redeem them. It's just like David and Goliath to close. Just like David and Goliath to Saul last week. Hallelujah. Goliath to show up and people will run back. They felt unworthy. They felt unworthy. David came up. He came. Now people began to talk him down. We're going to deal with that too. Next time. People are talking, that is how they do it. Okay, you want to learn to do it? Wear armor. They begin to teach you words. PR. How to handle it. PR. Give you PR. You don't need all that. Hallelujah. But you know what? When David got in front of Goliath, Goliath said, am I a dog? He said, he came to me with stone. You know what David did? Because David understood God. He carried 5 stones. I told you, that 5 stones is not Jesus. David doesn't know. David doesn't know. He said, David, did you mention Jesus? David doesn't know the name Jesus. No, Jesus is Yeshua. Yeshua is not five. No, he can't be five. So he carried 5 stones for Goliath and his 4 brothers. So they are 5. So David's mind is that he's going to use 1 stone per person. 1 stone. You do that room. Oh, room. Amen. 1 stone per person. So they are not a dog that you come out of me with stones. Said I will give. Now, Goliath now said, I will give your body to the carcasses of me. I mean, to the best of them. Then David did not go back. David did not say, sorry bro, I don't know you are this big. I'll come back later. No! David said, you come to me with a sword. He said, I come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts. Say, whose armies you defy. Did you see that? He said, I will cut off your head. David has no sword in his hand. Say, I will cut off your head. So I will give your body to the carcasses of the earth. I mean, to the birds of the earth. So I will give the carcasses of the armies of the Philistines. Say, to the birds of the earth, that you would know that there is a God in Israel. So that means there were words against him. He didn't go back. He spoke words back. He spoke God's word. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen.
So when the economy is speaking negative words to you in the news, you are saying God's word back.
Hallelujah.
You're saying God's word back. In the name of Jesus, I make progress and move forward. In the name of Jesus Christ, the lines are falling onto me in pleasant places. And yeah, I have a godly heritage. In the name of Jesus Christ, I believe God. No matter how hard the times are, I believe God. Things are working out for my good. Things are working out for my good. Things are working out for my good. I'll make progress. I'm a child of God. Amen! Amen! So you don't react to what the world is saying to you. You don't react to what men are saying to you. You troubled human being, you say, no, I make progress. I move forward in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Amen! Say, you don't have any money, you are broke. You say, no, I'm not broke. My needs are met, my bills are paid in the name of Jesus Christ. The Lord shall supply all my needs according to his riches and glory. Though the economy is looking hard, the Lord shall supply all my needs. I will not live in lack. I will not live in want. The Lord shall supply all my needs according to his riches and glory. I don't look at lying vanities. I don't look at the things that the world is saying to me. I'm looking at God's word. I'm looking at God's word. Hallelujah. Amen. And you say too concerning the work. I told you that during retreat. Concerning your work. That no, this place, there are a whole lot of smokers. Huh? They can never be seen. No, you say no. God's power is working in the streets. God's power is working in the streets. So don't there are a whole lot of Yahoo guys. Though there are a whole lot of guys who are smoking in their hand, there are a lot of girls who are into prostitution, God's power is walking in the street, God's power is walking in this town, in the name of Jesus, many are coming to salvation. The power of God is working. You're saying God's word. You're not saying what the economy is saying to you. You're not saying what the land is saying to you. Hallelujah. The power of God is working. Many hearts are saved. Many men are saved. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. They say, look at you. What is the fruit of your Christian life? Christian life. You say, no, I'm fruitful. I'm making progress. Hallelujah. I'm a fruitful believer. Men are coming to salvation. I'm discipling men in the name of Jesus Christ. Men are coming. So the revelation of God's word through my mouth. Amen. Amen. Say God's word. Put God's word on your lips. Don't allow the devil make you feel you can't say God's word. Amen. Say God's word. Satan wants you to feel unworthy. No. Christ has made me worthy. It's not by what I do. So you can say confidently, well, I'm righteous. Satan, how can you say you're righteous? You that told the lie just now. No, Satan can make you that. You that just told someone you're dead. You're saying, what the? Don't say, what? No, you said, greater than he that is in me and he that is in the world. I'm righteous. I'm holy. I'm sanctified. In the name of Jesus Christ, justified by the blood of Jesus. Amen. 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 Can you say that about yourself? Can you say I'm righteous? You say, no. You know when I'm coming out this morning, I told you like, I'm still righteous. I'm righteous because of what Jesus has done for me. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Say, no, sir. No, sir. I stole money. I did something wrong. Greater is he that is in me. And he that is in me. I'm not endorsing you to keep stealing. But you know what? There's no believer. There's no believer that does something wrong and wants to keep doing something wrong. Hallelujah. So you admit, oh Lord, I'm sorry for what I've done. But you know what? I'm the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. So that I want me to feel unworthy so that I won't do God's work. And then I'll feel down and sad. But I'm saying Jesus has paid it all. Jesus has paid it all. You say, I'm the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. You say, amen. Amen. I don't have a record of sin. I'm not sin conscious. I don't have a nature of sin. I don't walk in sin. Hallelujah. Amen. You say, I have the Holy Ghost in me. I have the life of God in me. I have light in me. There's no darkness in my path. Hallelujah. You can say, I can never be confused. How can a believer say, I don't know? I don't know how to use that word. I don't know. I don't know what to do. No, I know what to do. Hallelujah! Men who knows me say, no, I don't usually say that word. I don't know what to do now. No, I always know what to do. Even me, by that point, I may not discover what to say. But I'll tell you, I know what to do. I know how to do it. Hallelujah. I just say God's word. Hallelujah. I'm not talking out the fear. I'm not talking out. I'm talking about the fact that I can't see any clear direction. I just say, I know what to do. God's word is working. God is leading me. I know what to do. I have light in my path. I have light. There's no darkness. Hallelujah. I say, I don't know what tomorrow holds for me. Tomorrow might be good, tomorrow might be bad. No. I know what my tomorrow is. I never said that word. You know, tomorrow is pregnant. We don't know what it's going to give birth to. I know what my tomorrow will give birth to. Hallelujah. I know. Hallelujah. Amen. You know, it's an evil adage. HDD, I don't know what it's going to give birth to. I'm out of me, organ. But you know what? I know my tomorrow. I know what my tomorrow will give birth to. Light, progress, increase. Forward, advancing in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. I know what my tomorrow will give birth to. I have more disciples. I'm talking to more people. I know what my tomorrow will give birth to. I was speaking to the nations. I know what my tomorrow will give birth to. Hallelujah. Men are coming to salvation. Men are coming to be saved. Hallelujah. The word of God will grow in this land. The word of God will prevail. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Don't say rubbish about your life. Don't say rubbish about your country. Amen. Especially about your country. Say, sir, can't you say I'm lying? See, let me tell you the truth. Like you guys know. Those who know me know. Eh? Some of you know. But you know what? I can't say rubbish about the economy. It's not on my pulpit that I will start talking about. Amen. Even in my life. No. Amen. I used to banter them. Banter. We get there. I used to banter that man. Look at him. I do banter very well. We come to banter, we banter. But you know, I won't say rubbish words. I won't say words like Nigeria is bad. So bad, people can't progress. No, I'm progressing. Me, I'm progressing. I'm moving forward. Amen. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. Know how to say the right words. Hallelujah. Satan wants to keep you down with your words. But you speak God's word. Hallelujah. And make progress. Glory to God. Glory to God. Learn something. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You say things like, I'm sanctified. Hallelujah. You don't know sanctified means I'm holy. Say, I'm kept holy. Glory to God. This has nothing to do with whether you were doing something holy or not. No. This is who you are. I shared it with us. No, we're going to continue our study on the book of Colossians this Saturday, right? So we're looking at Colossians. And I said something. I said, most times, the Christian walk is not morals. Like the walk, the way you walk and it's not morals, no. What we live, how we live, is premised on what has happened to us. Right? Now, if we now make mistakes, if we now begin to walk beside ourselves, doesn't mean our nature has changed. We have the Holy Spirit. So you can say words like, I am righteous. Hallelujah. You cannot walk righteously when you don't know you are righteous. Amen. Say, I'm righteous. I'm holy. Say it, I'm righteous. I'm holy. I'm sanctified. I have the life of God. I have the life of God. I make progress. I move forward. I'm advancing. I am mightily helped of God. I am saved. I'm a believer. I have light. There's no darkness in my path. There's no darkness on my way. I have absolute light. I'm mightily helped of God. Every day, I'm mightily helped. I'm righteous, sanctified, justified. Every day. Every day. Every day. Why not be on your feet and say this word? Be on your feet and say this word.